We're coming, and we ain't backing down.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror.
I'm bitterly disappointed with the officiating today.
Guys being dudes.
And they run through our like through a tin horn, man.
Split Zone Duo, this is The Single Wing. My name is Stephen Godfrey, your parasocial pal at 38 Godfrey at Split Zone Duo. SplitZoneDuo.com is where you went to support our media endeavor, and we thank you for that. It was a little British there. I didn't mean it to be. I'm adjusting levels. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's just me. Whew. If I get one more comment about how people don't like my sigh on the air, at this point, I can't stop it. And I think you know what you're signing up for. I got a lot of people even paying me a compliment on the free show this week. Normally, I don't like Godfrey's sigh. But when Richard and Alex said they were in elementary school during 9/11, yeah, that one hit, didn't it? A lot of y'all took that one with me in real time, didn't you? Oh, death is near. I'm going to play around with the format this week just a little bit. We're going to go real, real fast. Not everything needs a fucking segment name that has a football connotation on it, but, you know, this will be the tempo portion of things in which I will try to do, let's say... What do you want to say? Let's say 30 seconds a pop on these. That's not going to happen. I mean, let's say 45 seconds. Yes, 45 seconds. We're going to do this first batch in. Solicited a bunch of questions. You guys delivered in a freakish amount of time. God bless you. Thank you so much. Still working on the format. I know some of you are not getting your questions in. We'll talk about it at the end of the show. All right, let's go fast. Tempo. I'm not going to... I read the question and then do the timer. Kevin, thoughts on the new Big Ten schools, quote, fit in the conference? Folks seem concerned that they won't keep up to the physical play, but it's not like the Pac-12 was a soft conference this year, question mark? Kevin, this is not directed at you, Kevin. This is directed at wherever you saw this conversation happening. Those people are not watching college football. If you looked at those four schools this year... And then you looked at the Big Ten and thought, like the mean median mode, I don't care how you do it. Like you were like, oh, they're soft. You're just not watching college football. I don't know what else to tell you. If you looked at Oregon and the way their offense and defense played, the line play, that the culture change that Lanning's had, you looked at, I guarantee if you walked into Wisconsin's offensive room right now, Minnesota's offensive room in the offseason, they're looking at Washington tape. Garen fucking tee it. Already ran. I don't want to hear that the entire time. We're at to fix that. So flat out does not apply. Richard has also mentioned on the show before UCLA kind of quietly creating run heavy big body kind of to deal with some Big Ten. Like it's just, nope, does not apply. Trope. Not really rooted in any kind of reality anymore. Sorry. It's a fact. You can make fun of like Alex Grinch in the USC defense if you want, but that's too. I guess doing so might imply there weren't ass defenses in the Big Ten. So no. John, why do so many LSU fans think Scott Woodward is a genius? Because it's easier to talk yourself into a positive than it is in a negative in a situation that you can't control. That's the fastest and simplest explanation. If you're an LSU fan right now and you have serious suspicions about your athletic director or doubts, you'd probably be on the front end of that theory bearing any kind of fruit. Because while LSU underperformed this year, they didn't necessarily, they'd have a bad year. So it's easier to talk yourself into, this is going to work out. We'll talk, and I want to talk a lot more about LSU's coaching changes. I think they were good. And we'll do that on a different show. But the short answer is that people are just going to, it's just easier to be like, no, he's got it. Believe me, this is 40 years of Atlanta fandom talking. It's just easier to trick yourself and then have those doubts creep back in a really crippling way. Ian, can you say you're hearing rumors of USF to the ACC just so I can hear it said, possibly into existence? I don't understand. Okay. All right. I heard rumors about USF to the ACC. There you go, Ian. I would not get excited about that. What is the ACC going to be? There's fucking Cal and Stanford are in there now. And SMU and like, it's all... These places are not refuges. Plural refuges is refuges because it sounds like refugees. So that can't be right. I'm very confused. Win games, build that stadium, make money, win games, recruit, win games, win games, win games. The rest of it will figure itself out in ways that like y'all could maybe have some agency in. I don't think the ACC is like a solid, yeah, we're not going to do this the whole time. That's so annoying. I'm just going to have to watch the clock more judiciously. I hate that noise. I don't know what going to the ACC would hand you right now because I think, I mean, that thing is on the precipice of imploding or exploding. I don't really know which word would better describe it. Sean R. Is what happens at Texas State with Jaden Delora commonplace? Seems like a pretty easy thing to look up on a guy. Let's be really careful here for a number of reasons. One, it's a civil suit that he settled. I think most of the documents are sealed. There's a tremendous amount we don't know here. Also, this happened when he was a minor. This was a civil suit, not a criminal trial. Everything that happened is sealed, so we don't really know. And I'll be honest with you, as someone who, like, I am just representing myself here, not all of SCD. I think that the media and even this show, like, I don't think we handled Matt Ariza the right way. And I think there's so much more information came out after the fact that it bears a lot of scrutiny. I'm not absolving anyone because I don't know. We don't know. I'll give myself a little bit extra time here. As for the Texas State part of this, this is only because, so Jaden Delora initially committed to Wazoo a long time ago, was on staff, transferred to Arizona, and then Texas State had an assistant who was with him at Wazoo, but that assistant, whose name is, I don't have it off the top of my head, went to San Jose and the coaching change just recently. That, to me, impacts this so much more than the announcement of a civil settlement. I think there are too many unknowns here to start casting this as like a definitively guilty person that every single coach that ever worked with him at every single place should be demonized or held or castigated. Like there's this one more than a lot has missing elements in the public record. And because it's sealed and they were minors, I don't know if we're going to ever have the full amount of information here, but I can tell you the defection from Texas State and then Texas State putting out the statement, all that kind of stuff, that has a lot more to do with just the fact that like he had an assistant coach, he had a relationship with it. There was some public outcry over this. I don't think Texas State was prepared, but I'm also like I'm being very careful here because I'm not saying like they're prepared to defend a guilty person. We don't know. We have to realign and recalibrate how we address accusations of sexual assault for the betterment of everyone involved, to be fair to all parties involved, and also to protect victims. And we're doing a bad job. And I would also point out that if we continue to do a good job and we continue to bring these things to light and they continue to see the justice system the way they're intended, you are going to have what people who want to denounce all sexual assault as fake, that you're going to have false positives. You're going to have a Matt Ariza situation that is thought to be definitively one thing and turns out to be another. That does not mean that this system does not work. That happens in every other form of criminal investigation. Right? That's why the word exonerated exists. That's how our legal system is supposed to work. So if you have exceptions, to me, they're almost proving the rule that we need to continue to be vigilant about this stuff. But at the same time, the media is really, really bad about reforming the accused as the guilty. And it has a lot to do with the impatience of these microfast news cycles versus the length of time it takes to process something through the justice system or through civil trials. Connor, over under 3.5 Rose Bowls for the Sig man in Bloomington. I'm laughing as I read this because I just pulled a question. It's Connor Hitchcock. All right, shut up. Our buddy at home field.